Hey, Nick, if a guy's been murdered whose name begins with B, you file it under M for murder, B for Bertoli, or H for homicide.
What's the name of the guy that killed him?
We don't know that yet.
File it under U for unsolved.
You guys want some cake?
Yeah, sure.
Our niece made it.
Oh, no, well, I got a bad story.
Look, if you'll all have a little patience, we'll have you all out of here and back in business in no time.
I hope so.
Now, for the formalities. Look, I'm going to read you ladies your rights.
This isn't going to take very long.
Here, here.
Hey, pipe down, will you? You have the right to remain silent. If you give up the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak to your own attorney. You may be present with you all through the questioning. Now, if you so desire, and you ain't got the bread for one, we'll give you one. No charge.
You got a lot of work to do, so stop clowning around, huh? You got it?
Well, we always had it. It just took us a while to figure out what to do with it.
Donna, would you join Detective Yamana? He's the inscrutable devil in the corner there.
Inwhatable? Who gets me?
You got your choice. Me or fish?
Oh, well, seeing as how it ain't Friday, I'll take you two.
Come on, Rose, let's get some prints of those magic fingers.
You must have 100 sets by now. What are you doing, selling them?
This way, madam.
Watch your language.
Ventanini, you have to sabe.
Do I have to go with him again?
No, we're desegregated here.
He is always picking on me because I'm Puerto Rican, you know?
Well, you see, that's because Chano feels that Puerto Rican ladies are very special.
Me too. You know, I make more money than they all do.
Okay, Lily, vente. Ah, avanza. Vente, siéntate. Is that why you came to America?
No, I came to be Rita Moreno. But I find out they already had one.
Hey, you.
What's your name?
Mary Queen of Scots.
Hey, Mary, what's your real name?
Linda Fuller.
Address?
542 East 68th Street.
Hey, you must do pretty good, huh? That's a very rich neighborhood.
I'm a very good dancer.
Dancer?
Oh, nothing fancy. Just your average, everyday hoofer.
Occupation hoofer. H-O-O-K-E-R.
I hope you're a good cop, because you're a crummy human being.
Rose of Washington Square and Company.
On one of their ever-popular return engagements.
If I'd known you ladies were going to be here, I would have dressed for the occasion.
Excuse me. Are you the manager?
I'm Captain Miller. Can I help you?
This man has been unnecessarily rude.
Is that true, Roger Howitz?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't say anything to her. I wouldn't say to any tramp.
Can I have someone else wait on me?
Policeman does not mean we can't be gentlemen. And I said policeman, not judge, not jury.
Yes, sir.
Citizens of this city, including alleged lawbreakers, are entitled not only to our protection, but a certain amount of consideration and courtesy.
Yes, sir.
Do your job as quickly and as efficiently as you can and skip the moral observations.
Okay, Barn.
What happened to yes, sir?
Sorry. It Just there's something about prostitution that really irritates me. I mean, a woman who'd sell her body would do anything.
Whoa, Joe. If people didn't want it, it wouldn't exist.
Well, I don't want it.
You're not enough. Linda Fuller. Never heard of this one before.
Yeah, no, she's new. There's more of them sneaking in all the time.
There's a big turnover in that business. Rose is always complaining. It's tough to get help.
Finish her up. And watch it, will you, Roger?
Oh, Fish, I'm just getting too old for this.
Me too. Still own and operate the Village of Go-Go? Ha ha, supper.
That's where you've been busting me for the last 20 years. You know, I've paid you guys enough fines to own a third of this joint.
Nice having you around.
Get one phone call.
Thanks. You're very kind.
How long have you been hustling out of Village Igogo?
I've been a professional dancer for approximately 3 months.
Where are you from?
Appleton, Wisconsin.
I bet they're real proud of you up there.
Oh, hi, Linda Fuller. Any messages for me?
Hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to use that call to make bail.
How can I make my bail if I don't get my messages?
Any previous convictions?
Yes. I once thought cleanliness was next to godliness.
Remember that theater over on 3rd Avenue near the school where they show all those dirty movies?
The Dolly Madison.
Yeah, that's the one. Got a call from the DA's office. They're selling tickets to minors. Who wants to check it out? Fish?
No, thanks. If I want nostalgia, I'll listen to Caruso records.
Harrison, your mom, you check it out. They're showing a picture called A Man and a Woman.
That's not a dirty movie.
And another woman.
Come in here.
Hey, what's the matter, man? This is February. We already busted him for February.
Yeah, that's right. You're not allowed to get the body.
Take it easy. What's going on? They're still operating, Barn. What am I supposed to do? Look the other way?
What's he doing? Running for mayor?
The police. You ladies know the procedures. Let's get out of here.
Listen, New York, you want us to Xerox the last reports? I mean, you just change your dates or something.
If Detective Walter Howitz took the time to make the bust, you can take the time to book the people. Come on, let's get out.
What about the movie?
Yeah, I don't want to see the movie from the middle.
Let's put Rose's house in order first. Come on.
Okay, Lily Vente, ya tu sabes. Come on,
sit down. I'm not saying it's not a cute apartment. It's a lovely apartment, but you've never lived by yourself before.
But is it okay with you?
Well, you'll have to discuss it with your father.
Well, if it's okay with you, it'll be okay with Daddy.
Well, if it's okay with Daddy, it's okay with me.
Hi, Barney.
Hi.
We catch you at a busy time?
No, not particularly.
Is that what I think it is out there, or does everyone have his own private secretary?
Business as usual. What's up?
I saw an incredible apartment today, Dad, and Mom wants me to talk to you about it.
Can't I wait till the night?
They want a deposit by 6 o'clock.
We've already discussed it. I've seen the apartment. It's up to you. I'll wait outside.
Sit down.
Hi, Nick.
Want some coffee, Miss Miller?
Oh, thank you, Wojo. How sweet of you. But you must never keep a lady waiting.
That's no lady. That's a cheap prostitute.
She's pretty enough to be very expensive.
No lady sleeps with a man for money. What brings you up here, Miss Miller?
I came to get a check from Barney.
Why is moving out so important all of a sudden?
It's just, I feel like I don't have any privacy.
Your mother and I never interfered with your privacy.
Privacy isn't something you interfere with. It's either there or it isn't.
What's so important about privacy all of a sudden?
Well, it's just that every once in a while, I feel like I want to be alone.
And shutting the door to your room doesn't work anymore?
Dad, I'm not talking about being alone. I'm talking about being alone.
You mean you're not talking about privacy? You're talking about privacy.
Let's see. Previous convictions, none.
What did you do, memorize my sheet?
It's only been a couple of days.
I'm flattered.
I forget your age.
I appreciate that.
Where were you born?
Early 50s.
Would you be more specific?
1947.
I'm from Buffalo.
That's good news for Albany.
It's supposed to be funny.
That's called a joke. I use it to break the tension. You see, I'm the sort of person, if I don't break the tension, I say filthy words. Or I cry. Or I get nauseous.
I told you I was from Buffalo in an effort to make up for the other day. But you don't want to be nice, do you?
I just want to be on time. I've got an appointment.
Hi, Martha.
Hey. I didn't like it when I was called into school on account of you, and I don't like this any better now. Hey. Hi. Are you waiting for your daughter?
Oh, yes, I am.
How old is she?
17.
Ooh, that's young. What do we do to him? We just gave him the best of everything, right?
Right. Oh, my daughter's not a, she's not working. She's a student.
Mine's a model. We watched her like a hawk until she was 21.
She's very attractive.
She never heard a dirty word. She never saw a naked body. Sex was practically never used in our house. Where she developed her interest.
Well, most children do have a normal curiosity.
Boy, did she ask the questions. Look at her. Things are bad enough. God knows what would have happened if we'd have given her any answers.
I don't think you can ignore a growing girl's curiosity or her feelings.
I told her, your body is your temple. Never give it away.
Apparently, she took your advice.
Okay, girls, time to go downstairs. We love having you around, but we got lots of things to do. Kojak can't do it all.
See you later.
Oh, okay, baby. See you around. Stay cool.
Well, if I did, I'd be out of business, honey.
Until we meet again, Ron.
Give my best to Bernice.
I wish I could.
Don't tell me there isn't something else you could do if you really wanted to.
I like my work.
You could always go back to doing what you're doing. Why don't you try something else?
Like what?
Like secretaries, they make good money. Or you could be a receptionist. Or you could be good at selling.
That's what I've been telling you.
What happened?
Well, we had a good talk. I told her we had confidence in her judgment, faith in her character, sympathy for her feelings and desires. So it's all set. It's okay with me, if it's okay with you.
It's almost 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Say something for tomorrow. The city can't afford you after 9 o'clock.
You got a lot of time in, too.
I know.
You're going to get an extra day off this month.
I know.
Fish?
Yeah.
How old was your daughter when she first left home?
She was almost 30.
How old was she when she got married?
27.
Listen, why don't you take tomorrow off? Play around the house,
Spend the day with Bernice.
I'll see you in the morning.
Good night.
Oh, Barney, if you don't need me, I'm going to cut out, huh?
You're in a hurry, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I picked up a minor for possession. After we check everything out, we find out that the cigarettes are regular cigarettes. And she's 23, so I'm taking her out to dinner.
Well, I wish you a good evening.
I wish you get your wish.
Through you?
Spock.
The late tour commander will be on any minute.
Hey, Barn. I'd like to get your feelings on a particular subject.
Sure.
Well, how would you feel if, say, your wife, you know, had an affair with another man?
You mean while I was still alive?
No, before you met her.
Oh, well, look, I wasn't the first guy Elizabeth went out with.
Well, how many would you say she went out with before you two met?
I don't think they were keeping records.
Well, would you say 2, 3?
Maybe.
30, 40?
What are you trying to ask me, Wojo?
Well, I'll say, for instance, Mrs. Miller had a rotten childhood, you know? And with folks that gave her a rough time. She had a tough time in school, and so she left home early, tried to make it on her own, you know? And so she kind of moved to the big city like you do and tried a bunch of jobs like secretary, receptionist, prostitute. How would you feel about that?
Well, I'd weigh the circumstances and check out the facts. You sure you got the facts straight?
Yeah. Yeah, secretary, receptionist, prostitution. It's about the size of it.
Wojo, you're asking me a question I can't answer. I mean, that's something every man has to decide for himself.
Yeah, I suppose so. I didn't have too much time to think about it, you know, because never thought it would ever come up, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I hope you're satisfied, you clown!
What'd I do?
I got canned! They threw me out of the club! And it was a damn good job, too!
Why are you blaming Detective Roger Hovis?
Well, he knows why. He keeps coming in the place. I mean, he was sneaking around, spying on me, hassling me. Rose doesn't want any more trouble on account of me, so she tossed me out. You could be sued, you know?
For what, huh?
Restraint of trade, you think?
Easy.
Oh, you see, he gets me so tense. And when I get tense, I use filthy language.
Yeah, or else she cries or gets sick.
Oh, how would you like to go?
All right.
Why don't you try a smart answer, huh? It's what you usually do.
All right. You want to hear something funny? You dirty son of a...
All right. You got a problem, Wojo.
She's not a bad kid, Martin. I mean, I've been looking at her for a couple of weeks.
Now, that could be harassment. She could be right. You could be liable.
Well, at least she's out of that place. Now, that could help, couldn't it?
Well, it's a possibility. I mean, it's possible that a rose by any other name could give up being a rose.
Linda!
Were you addressing me?
Is that a check with the late tour commander?
Look, I can't say I'm sorry you got thrown out of that place, you know? But, if I cause you any trouble, I apologize.
Don't worry about it. I'll get relocated.
Well, when you do, I wish you'd let me know where you are.
Why? So you can do the same thing all over again?
No, I want to look in on you, call you sometime.
What for?
I told you I'm interested in what happens to you. So let me know, understand?
Is that for the police record?
No. It's a personal request.
Okay, I'll check in.
I don't want you to check in. I want to know where I can get in touch with you. I want to maybe call you sometime. I want to maybe take you out to dinner or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You want to see me?
Yeah, I'd like to see you. I mean, maybe I can help you get straightened out.
Then call me sometime and make an appointment like everyone else. $50 in advance.
Well?
Rose is a rose is a rose, man.
It'll take a little more time.
The heck with it. People don't change.
No, that's not entirely true either.
You must have been stupid thinking I could get interested in a whore. My mother must be spinning in her grave.
Take it easy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, Barney, lend me $50 a payday, will you?